works at CG&E. He's kind of a country guy, but kind of a city boy, too. And he just looks wants a nice girl, one who's not taller than he is, though.
And he likes bubble baths.
He does, and he likes pina coladas getting caught in the rain. He's not into health food. He's into champagne.
Okay, you ready?
He likes making love at midnight.
This is the Chris and Rob 1994 things that should have happened in 1994 but didn't.
All right.
Here's the first one. OJ should have killed that guy from Hard Copy.
Marge should have gotten the dog to play center field. He'd be more fun to watch than Dion any day. And while we're on the topic of baseball, why didn't Marge just form a scab team consisting of the dog, her elephant, and Joe Nuxall?
Yeah. Here's another one. The people in North Carolina who voted for Jesse Helms should have a bodyguard when they come to Ohio.
Instead of shooting himself, Kurt Cobain should have shot all the guys in Stone Temple Pilots.
Because they sound like him.
Because they suck.
Yeah.
You can't say suck.
Here's another one. This is the list of things that should have happened in 1994 that didn't. Instead of an Eagles reunion, Glenn Frey and Don Henley should have gotten together with Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr and formed a band called The Beagles.
Take it easy. Arnold Schwarzenegger should have made a movie about a mighty warrior who slays dragons, rescues virgin princesses, and gets beat up a lot by Wilt Chamberlain. It'd sure be better than any movie you made all of this year.
Man, wasn't that stupid? That movie Pregnant or something?
What is that, Junior? Give me a break. You know what else should have happened this year, Chris?
What?
All the 15-year-olds should have gotten together and passed an ordinance that said all the stuffy city council members have to be off the street by 11 p.m.
You know what else should have happened this year?
What?
Dave Shula should have been canned.
And you know something?
Why are they still letting him coach anyway?
I have no idea. You know what, something else? If Jimmy Carter is so damn worried about peace on Earth, he should have visited primetime on a Saturday night.
We got a chew from Chester on that one. I think in 1994, three more red beers should have been introduced. Little words.
You know what?
World
else?
Series.
You know what else should have happened?
What?
O.J. Simpson should have stopped off at the White Castle drive-thru during his famous white Bronco cruise down the L.A. freeway.
I bet White Castle would have paid him a brief penny
probably.
To do that. That would have been a lot of free advertising.
Heck yeah.
Okay. I think we only got one more, right?
We got two more.
Well, we got three little words.
Okay.
Armed Bloody Revolution. You know, remember? Hey, Rob, remember
what?
That comet that hit Jupiter back in November?
Yeah, that was cool.
That comet should have hit the Starship Enterprise and off Captain Kirk for good, because you know he'll be back in Star Trek VIII, The Resurrection of Kirk.
How about the resurrection of Kirk's hairpiece?
And last but not least,
Chris and Rob across the nation. In stereo, I'm on the left.
And I'm on the right.
In effect, the Chris and Rob Satellite Network.
Right on. 749-1444. Hello, Tom. You're on the air.
Yeah. You guys don't like the Bengals?
We like the Bengals as much as we can.
Oh, Susanna Hoff.
I would love to bangle her.
Susanna
Hoff. Heather Locklear.
No.
I would love to bangle Heather Locklear.
And I can't. Susanna Hoff's almost the
Christy
bassist.
Brinkley was single there for a couple of days.
She was really good.
I would have bangled her.
The bass player for the Bengals.
What about you, Tom? Do you like the bangle?
The teams.
Vicky Peterson. That was one of the bangles.
Like team bangle.
You like the team bangle, huh?
Yeah.
I bet, what, like the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders or something?
Nah, y'all, seriously, y'all don't like the team?
You're talking about the band from L.A. that broke up, the Bengals?
Walk like an Egyptian.
I love it in your room today. I want to go to your room today.
I'm talking about James Francis.
I'm coming down from Liverpool tonight.
Wait, Rob. I think he's talking about James Francis, Jeff Blake, and all them.
Hey, what's the second letter in the word Bengals?
E.
How do you pronounce the letter E?
E.
So now say Bengals. Say it.
Bengals.
All right, Tom. I want to know something, though, Tom. What the hell is Dave Shula still doing around? What is he, like 11 and 37? He should have been gone. He should be canned. They fire one coach.
Yeah, well,
I totally agree with Paul Daugherty's column Tuesday. He nailed it right on the head. He said, yeah, if it wasn't for Marv Braden, the special teams coach he just fired, they might have had that breakthrough 4-12 season we've all been waiting for.
Yeah, I agree with all that. I mean, I just
didn't. Yes, we like the Bengals. The deal is, to have a winning football team, you need two things. You need an owner that wants to win. The Bengals don't have it.
You need touchdowns.
And you need a coach that knows how to win.
The Bengals doesn't have it. Rob, you need touchdowns.
Now, shut up, dude. I'm speaking the big picture.
You need a 53-yard field goal.
You don't got to micromanage everything. I'm looking at the big picture.
You need two field goals in the last three seconds.
You need an owner who wants to win and has the bucks to win. The Bengals have the bucks to win. They just don't want to win. You need a coach who knows how to win. The Bengals don't have a coach who knows how to win, and they don't have an owner that wants to win.
They still should have never fired Sam White.
Well, I don't know about that. He was kind of wearing out his welcome.
Nah.
But Shula is a complete and total idiot, and he's only there because he's a lap dog. He's a young little pup that will never get up and bite Mikey Boy's hands. Because I tell you what, as soon as Shula gets axed from the Bengals, and that's Bengals, he will be in college ball, if not high school. He's in nowhere. He's nobody. He's riding his dad's coattails. Can't blame him. But he knows zip nada about professional football. He shows that time and time again.
That's true.
The Bengals are horrible. Now that he's going to bring in a whole new personality next year, what, he's going to finally get one?
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
You know, I got a dictionary for Christmas. It's the American Heritage Concise Dictionary.
Yeah.
And I looked up bangle in the dictionary. And a bangle is a hoop-like bracelet or anklet. Or it's a hanging ornament.
Like a dingle ball, man.
Yeah, bangle, man.
That's about what they've been playing like since he's a damn coach.
Rhymes with dangle.
I don't know. I mean, the Bengals, they need much help at so many places. They need offensive linemen. They need some kind of pass rush. And they haven't had a decent secondary since the year that Eric Thomas went to the Pro Bowl.
Well, that's
and that's been like
it.
4 years,
they
man.
They were so wanting a young team so bad, and you can't expect them to do real good with the young team so quick. You got to, like, give them time to get...
Hey, and when was the last time the Bengals finished 500? Now, you look at, like, what the Patriots did. They got an owner that wants to win, and they bring in Parcells, who obviously knows how to win. They turn it around overnight. Now, this five-year crap is for the birds. Buddy Ryan turned it around almost. They finished 500. When was the last time the Bengals even finished 500? They've had the time. It's been proven that in the NFL, you can change it around in, like, 2 years. And Shula's had 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, but they got all these rookies that don't
Whose fault's that? Who the hell picks the rookies?
The damn stupid-ass.
Well, okay. I'm saying if you got an owner that wants to win...
Hey, you guys.
And the coaching knows how, like in New England, it'll get done. I mean, don't blame the... If you don't have the horses, you don't have the horses.
Hey, you guys, can I interrupt for
a minute? Yeah, go ahead and read your funny definition.
I got a new dictionary for Christmas, and sometimes I flip through here to just see what words get added to the dictionary over years. Did you know that the word schmuck is in the dictionary?
Didn't know that.
Do you know what it means?
Don't really.
Okay, well, I'll tell you. Schmuck.
Dave Shula.
It's a noun. It's a slang noun. And it means an insignificant or contemplatable person.
Contemptible.
Contemptible.
God, and you're like ragging at one guy about whether he can read or not.
An insignificant or contemptible person. It's Yiddish for penis or fool.
Dave Shula.
I didn't know it was Yiddish for penis. Schmuck is cock? Yeah.
Thanks for your call, Tom.
All right.
Call us next week.
So is putts.
749-1444. Chris and Rob, your radio pals are in the house taking calls till 5. Till dawn.
What's the other one? Shavance. That's it.
Now let's not invite Deke the anti-Semitic from County
Chris
Creek
has a schlort. I got a schlong. Chris has a schlort. That's what I heard anyway.
Weird.
749-1444 is phone. I'm here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're talking religion. We're talking sports. We're talking politics.
And I got a new dictionary for Christmas, and I'll look up
Yiddish
anything
slang.
You want me to and see if it's in here.
And we have a highly eligible 21-year-old bachelor who's looking for a bachelorette.
His name is Pat.
His name is Pat, and he works at the Synergy plant.
Mm-hmm.
Creating Synergy.
That's what lights up your lights and makes your hot water hot.
Yep, sure is. Let's all give a rousing huzzah to Synergy. Huzzah! That's what they used to do in the old days, in the 1700s. Anyway, do we got a call or not, Jim? What are you doing?
Did you hear about the guy that's got his share? He has been divorced from his wife for 25 years, but he wasn't legally divorced.
I love how you set that up. Did you hear about the guy who has to share?
Yeah, he won the lottery in Illinois. He won $2.89 million. His name is Morris. Charles Morris. He's 53 years old.
Chalk.
And 25 years ago, he got divorced from his wife, but they didn't get legally divorced with paperwork and everything because it was too expensive. They just haven't lived together for 25 years. Now she wants half.
Yeah. I mean, you got to go through the paperwork. That's why you do the paperwork.
Barely seen her in 25 years.
That's why you do the paperwork. No, you know, I heard about that, but I didn't know they didn't bother to do the paperwork.
Kim, you're on the air.
If you guys can help me find the right guy.
Kim, we can probably help you find the right guy if you'll scream into your phone.
I'm wondering if you guys can help me find the right guy.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 16.
16. Where do you live?
Silver Grove.
Missouri?
Silver Grove.
Silver Grove. Okay, yeah. The Silver Grove connection once again. Okay, describe your perfect guy, Kim.
Long hair, at least 5'6", kind of muscular.
Okay, so basically all you care about is the physical. So describe yourself, Kim.
I'm 5'5", I have long black hair, and I'm looking for a guy with a good personality.
A good personality.
But don't just like want one thing.
What's that?
Sex.
So basically you want a well-rounded, good-looking guy with long hair.
Yes.
Any other qualities?
No.
What's your favorite kind of music?
I listen to everything.
Okay, what's the last record that you listened to? Or CD or cassette or whatever?
Boys to Men.
Huh?
Boys to Men.
What's your favorite subject in school?
Math. Algebra.
If you could become queen of the world for one day, what would you do?
I don't know.
Okay, Kim, we'll take you off the air and we'll get your phone number. And if there's anything else you'd like to say about yourself, go ahead. Now's your chance.
No, there's not.
Go ahead. Sell yourself, baby. Why should someone want to go out with Kim? Come on. Let us know. Why are you hot?
Just remember,
I've got
Kim.
A good personality.
She's got. You got to push the merchandise, Kim.
Kim, you got to walk the walk. You got to talk the talk.
I like to talk to guys on the phone all the time. I don't know.
You give good phone.
Yeah.
Okay, great. We'll take you off the air and get your number.
All right.
So we have a 16-year-old from Silver Grove, Kentucky.
Did you hear who died in 1994 who didn't really die?
Jerry Lewis.
Let me give you a clue.
Just his career.
I'll give you a clue. Somebody who died in 1994 that didn't really die.
One of those guitar players that can like play the melody on the on one strings and then play like a rhythm track on the other strings.
Chet Atkins.
Chet Atkins. Chet Atkins is dead?
Well, not really. NBC News Nightside inadvertently listed Chet Atkins, who's 70 years old, among celebrities who died in 1994.
What does inadvertently mean? Look that up.
Inadvertently, okay.
Look up inadvertently.
It'll take a second because I'm not real good at this. I just got it. And I never...
Now see, it's bull. I mean, that can't just be an accident. How can that, something like that just happen to... No one there, no one at this news organization...
Inadvertent.
Thought...
Not duly attentive or unintentional. From the Latin, inadvertentia.
See, I don't know. What would be a better word there? Just total...
Mistakenly.
Negligently.
Or mistakenly. Anyhow, so NBC News Nightside listed Chet Atkins having died. And the show promised they'd run a corrections. Chet Atkins says, "You know, I wish I'd have seen that, and I'd have known what it would be like when I do kick the bucket."
Old Chester. I see him all the time on the Nashville Network.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. Chet Atkins.
I mean, no one who works for NBC thought, really? When? I don't remember that.
Huh?
Who? When? I don't remember that.
Thank you.
Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Coming to you live.
And in person.
And almost in stereo.
Watch the radio waves as they fly through the air and into your set.
You can watch the electrons flow through the air in front of your face.
749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We have a 16-year-old girl from Kentucky that needs a date and a 21-year-old guy
and
from Cincinnati.
We're having a lot of fun, too.
What? You got some or not?
Photons. Photons flying through the air. Chester. Photons. What rhymes with photon? Photons.
Yo, Mons.
Okay. Thanks. We needed this. Okay, so it's 3:15. The phone number 749-1444. And I'll tell you, you know what I'm going to remember 1994 as?
The year that, I don't know, what happened in 1994?
The year that people got arrested most in front of the White House.
There has been a rash of weird things going on there on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Most recently, a man was found clinging to the fence outside the White House on Christmas morning.
Clinging to the fence?
Clinging.
What do you mean clinging to the fence?
He was like trying to climb it.
Oh, yeah, you licked the fence, you couldn't get
I don't
off.
Think it was that cold. And the guy wasn't armed or nothing, he just said he wanted to sneak in and see the president.
He was
19 years old, some dude.
He had a candy cane for Bill or something?
Yeah, something like that.
You're not going to look up cling, are you?
No, I'm not going to look up cling.
Sneak? You're not going to look up sneak?
I did get a new dictionary for Christmas, so if anybody wants to call me and ask me about words or anything, I got a dictionary.
So when did it start? It started with the guy flew his plane.
My grandma got it for me.
A guy flew his plane into the damn White House.
You know what I got my grandma? Hey.
What?
Worms. Rap. I'm going to look up rap in this dictionary. Chester from the Rap Show wants me to look up rap. In the dictionary.
I bet it is.
That's our first request
it'll be like
of the night.
To knock on something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but then the guy had a knife taped to his hand?
Well, rap has two listings. One is to hit sharply and swiftly, to utter sharply, to criticize or blame, or a quick, sharp blow, a knocking or tapping sound, a reprimand.
What about
or
to
a
take?
A prison sentence.
Yeah, take a rap.
Oh, man.
Beat the rap.
Rap
you gotta beat
slang.
The rap.
As a slang, rap is a talk or conversation, a form of popular music marked by spoken or chanted rhyming lyrics with a rhythmic accompaniment.
Hey, son, let's rap.
Thank you. You got a place in the dictionary.
Hello, Lindsay, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to find a date.
Speak up!
Okay.
I'd like to find a date.
All right.
You like guys that work for CG&E?
No.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
Where are you calling from?
Southgate.
Southgate, okay.
This is Southgate, next
year. This is different. This is not Silver Grove, this is Southgate.
Okay.
Describe Lindsay's ideal stud muffin.
Well, I guess he's got to have a good build.
Good build. All these kids, all they care about is the physical right off the bat. Okay, go ahead. You're young. That's what you should
he's
be
gotta
interested in.
He's got to be good looking and have a big
car.
Car.
Okay, so he's got to have a good. He's got to have a good build. Like who? Who do you think has a good build?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, he's got a good build.
Like Claude Van Damme.
He's too big.
What? Ooh.
I mean, just like not real big.
What about like Michael Jackson?
Oh God, no.
What about like Tommy Lee, drummer for the rock and roll band Motley Crue?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
Nice tats.
Pencil arms. Okay, so you want a guy with a good build like Tommy Lee and Motley Crue.
Yeah.
What else?
I say they have either blonde or brown hair. Kind
of
tall.
Kind of like Vince Neil of the band Motley Crue?
Yeah, kind of tall.
Okay, kind of tall. Sort of like Nikki Sixx of the band Motley Crue.
Yeah. I don't know. They got to have a good personality and not have to play a girl.
What do you mean good personality? Let's get into this personality thing just a little bit deeper. What do you mean by good personality?
It'll treat a girl with respect.
You mean like open the car doors for you and stuff?
Yeah, be sweet and stuff like that.
Like light her cigarette if she smokes, even help her with her coat?
Yeah.
Throw a coat down in a puddle if it's wet out and you're wearing heels?
Yeah.
You wear heels a lot?
Oh, suckerism.
Suckerism.
Yeah.
Is suckerism in that dictionary?
No.
Look up suckerism.
Okay, Lindsay, let's talk about you now.
I'm about 5'3" and a half.
Again with the physical right off the bat. Okay, go ahead.
My measurements are 36, 24, 36.
All right, do you know the address for the station?
No.
Do you have a big
timeout
refrigerator?
5'2½, 36, 24, 36.
Yeah. Just, but I want to know if she has a big refrigerator.
I'll do.
C or D?
C.
Does the light go on when you open a door?
Yeah.
What's in it?
Is it still on when
I don't know.
Is it still on when you close the door?
No.
What do you like to do in the evening? What would you and your boyfriend do?
Just go walking around and talk or...
Walking around Southgate?
Yeah.
Drink beer?
It's going to be cold, though. This is the winter. You can't just walk around.
Stay home, light a fur.
Yeah, do something like that.
Light a fur.
So you like quiet evenings at home?
Yeah.
Chilling. Cold chilling.
What kind of music do you listen to?
I listen to everything. I listen to rap. I listen to all kinds of stuff.
Lindsay, we'll take you off the air. You'll get your phone number, although you were so quiet, I don't know if anyone heard you. But you sound like a very lovely young lady, and we wish you well.
Okay.
So give Big Jim your phone number, and then we'll take calls for you.
Okay.
Okie dokie. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Looks like it's a love fest. We got the teeny boppers coming out of the woodwork.
Hey, go get some more cancels for me, will you? Bring them back.
Well, listen to this guy.
Oh, you live nearby, don't you?
No, not this time.
Where do you live?
Okay. 749-1444 is the phone number at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Chris is over there trying to beg food. I'm Rob, carrying the show as usual.
Did you know that Mickey Rooney's going to run for president in 96?
Yeah, sure.
He's throwing in his hat for the presidential ticket, all-American ticket. And he wants to run with either Ross Perot or Rush Limbaugh.
He's dead by 96.
That's what he says.
What?
Chester thinks that Mickey Rooney is going to be dead
serious?
By 1996. Yeah, read it. Mickey Rooney wants to run for president on the all-American ticket, and he wants to run with either Rush Limbaugh or Ross Perot. You think either of them will do it?
That's like the Beast and Beelzebub.
That's like the Beast and Beelzebub. Mickey Rooney and Ross Perot.
Who's the Beast?
Now. Boys Town.
Pro's the Beast.
Oh, Pro's now. The Beast and Limbag's the, Whoa, so Rooney wants to be president, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mickey Rooney. I'd vote for him, though. That's just it. I would vote for Mickey Rooney before I'd vote for anybody else that's run in the last 50 years.
Over Paul Tsongas?
I'd vote for him before.
He was
vote
the
for
last
Paul
sober candidate we've had for president.
Yeah.
You'd vote for Mickey Rooney?
Oh, you bet.
Name three of his movies. You can't name any.
Boys Town.
Boys Town.
Bill.
One.
Remember? Oh, Bill.
Bill. Bill. Bill.
That was just a ripoff of Charlie. And then what was it? Marty, the one, the Oscar winner from '54, mm-hmm. the one with Ernest Borgnine. Mm-hmm. Or was Marty? Mm-hmm. That was a good movie.
Was it?
Okay, so Bill. And Boys Town.
Yeah, that's two of his movies.
I said three. Name another one. Andy Hardy Goes to the Big City.
Yeah, Andy Hardy. Rooney's Way. He was in Rooney's Way.
Watch Rooney's Way.
I don't know. 749-1444. That's the phone number here. We're taking your calls. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
At one time, I was the biggest star in the world. You ever seen him do that on Saturday Night Live?
No.
Nope. Rag on Andy Rooney. Mickey Rooney. This is Andy Rooney or Mickey Rooney? Is this the guy from 60 Minutes
Mickey
or the
Rooney.
Actor?
It says Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney.
I'd vote for Mickey Rooney. He ought to run with Andy Rooney as his running mate. Then it'd be Rooney and Rooney.
A big whiny guy and a little old munchkin. He still has a show on the Lifetime cable channel, I think.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he's like in Ren 10-10, or he has a show where he rides a horse, or he teaches a kid how to ride a horse every week. Have you seen that Ren 10-10 show?
No.
On Lifetime? Kind of like a family channel or something. I think it's on the family channel, now that I said family channel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, they've brought back Ren 10-10, a big giant German shepherd dog. And fortunately, all the bad guys in this show wear long sleeve shirts. They all have forearms like Popeye or Steve Garvey. And the dog just comes up and bites them on the forearm and then they fall down. Every show it's the same thing. The guy, you can see the big pad underneath their arm. The dog comes up and bites them. That's the end of the show. What the hell are you doing? You leave me out here babbling about like some stupid dog.
Keep babbling.
Chewing on a guy's padded forearm.
That'll
while
happen.
You're flipping through your yellow stuff.
It'll happen.
What will happen?
You'll Another have to babble happen. Sometime.
Give me a dictionary.
Yeah, give Jim the dictionary. He'll find something to talk about in the dictionary.
Have you told him how dependable you guys are?
We're very dependable. We're never late. We've got cookies and rolls and Gatorade and fruit punch and water and all kinds of good fixings.
Oh, man, we rock.
Good things.
In fact, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. You all right?
So what are you doing for New Year's, man? Any resolutions?
Getting drunk.
Any resolutions? There are a lot of things you can improve in your life, dude. You know, there are a lot of aspects of your personality that can stand improvement.
I'm going to fix the light bulb in my fridge and don't go on.
How do you know it doesn't go on?
Don't go on when you open the door.
Well, maybe it goes on when you close the door. Have you ever seen it?
You think maybe it's one of those reverse lights?
Jim!
Jim does too many drugs.
Oh, you can look at the
video. Well, we're saying goodbye to 1994. We're saying hello to 1995.
How you doing?
And you know what song that brings to my mind, don't you?
Hello, goodbye.
Is for trouble.
That would be the. I don't know. It's a Latin phrase I use. That might be it. Sine qua non. Look up sine qua non.
What? Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're your radio pals.
In fact, you don't have any other pals but us compared to us.
Nope, nope. Throw away all your friends and listen to your radio 24 hours a day. You might say to yourself, Rob, if I listen to my radio that much, my social life will break down. My professional life will go into crapper. Well, screw it. You don't need
I'll
it. You've
meet
got
new
the radio.
Friends. You can make new friends easily.
You don't need
by
to meet
listening to the Chris and Rob. How many girls do we know right now that want dates?
Not in there.
Lindsay, Kim, Miranda, but she won't admit it.
And we got Pat, a fellow who can't go out with any of them because he's too old.
And Lindsay and Kim both sound very attractive. And they're both looking for, like, a former member of Motley Crue.
But the closest we can come is a member of the local band, Beeljack.
Oh, God.
What do you want, Sheldon?
Hey, Rob, what's one of your resolutions?
What I usually do, what I did today, is I pick up a few disgusting habits.
What?
I started smoking, and I started spitting on the sidewalk, and I started scratching myself in public. Things I normally don't do.
Scratching what?
Nuts. And then once the new year comes around, I give those things up, and it's no big deal. And then, like, in May, you know, in April, July even, some guy will say, Rob, what did you give up for New Year's? What was your New Year's resolution? I'll say, man, I gave up smoking, I gave up spitting on the sidewalk, and I gave up scratching my nuts in public. And they'll say, man, you really did something. So if you see me over the next couple days, you'll see a butt in my mouth, my hand on my nuts, and my other hand holding one side of my nose as I blow it on the sidewalk.
And the other hand holding a cigarette.
Well, no, the cigarette will be in my mouth.
Oh, a butt in your mouth.
A butt in my mouth, a finger on my nostril, snot coming out of the other nostril, and my other hand scratching the nads.
You know, my New Year's resolution is to get out of here.
To get out of where, man?
To go on tour, get out of Cincinnati.
Beeljack wants
man,
to conquer the
I
world.
I just got
to
get out of this town.
A lot of people don't like Beeljack because they tell the truth.
When was the last time I heard somebody say, I got to get out of this town? What's wrong with this town, Sheldon?
Well, let me tell you what's wrong with this town.
It's like Eric Burden says, we got to get out of this place.
Well, I don't know. It depends on who you're talking to. Some people think it's good, and some people think it's bad. I don't think there's very many good bands here.
Look, the Ass Ponies are going to be big stars.
The Ass Ponies are a great band. So are the Afghan Whigs, and that's why they're both popular. But they had to work to be popular. But the bands, like, I'm not going to, like, name any names.
Go ahead, name names.
Okay, like...
Shag.
No, I like Shag.
Over the Rhine.
Lazy. Over the Rhine. I like Over the Rhine, too.
What about Lazy?
I just hate them.
Why?
Hog Scraper's cool.
Why do you hate Lazy?
I don't know. I just... It seems like
You hate Lazy because they try way too hard to be the flavor of the month?
That, well, the flavor of the month in Cincinnati is what the Ass Ponies have been doing for a really long time, and that's just being kind of Midwestern twangy. I mean, like, Austin bands kind of have that Austin twang, but they're still, like you can tell they're from Austin. And Cincinnati bands have that Midwestern twangy type thing, like Ditchweed and Lazy and Brainiac, even though they're not a Cincinnati band. It bothers me. It really, it's like a cross between like bubblegum pop and like swamp rock.
And you throw Brainiac in the same category with Lazy?
Not in the same. They're both like I don't know. They're both. Brainiac is like a Jesus Lizard mixed with somebody who's trying to be so different. I mean, I could count on two hands how many good bands there are in Cincinnati.
Name them. You already said the Wigs.
The Ass Ponies, Feeder.
Yeah, make sure you plug your local news, your local music reporters.
No, hey,
you know,
I like
Sheldon, if you lived
scraper.
In Boston,
Hogs
there would
scraper.
Be a club. There would be a club that you could play at that would like video you for free, and they would like make a recording and they give you a dressing room, even if you're just an ordinary everyday band.
Really?
The club is called Mama Kin, and it's owned by Aerosmith.
Wow.
Because they're from Boston.
Roundhead's a good band.
Joe Perry says, "You always had a feeling from club owners that you were lower than the dishwasher. That kind of attitude is not what we want here. They take care of their bands at this club."
Yeah, right.
There isn't a club in Cincinnati to play.
It's called Mama Kin.
There's not a club. I mean, there's Bogarts, and every local show there is either metal or a really big band.
It's supposed to be a launching pad for Boston bands.
Oh.
Place for Boston bands to get started.
What do you want? You want like a nightclub? Like a 1940s nightclub with Humphrey Bogart sitting at a table?
There should be more than Sudsy's. I mean, Sudsy's is I guess, cool.
Well, you
play.
Got that Corey's and you got that bar on.
Nobody
if you play at Mama Kin, your band will take home some cash and a video of your performance designed for presentation to agents and record companies.
Corey's is closed.
What's that bar on Jefferson Street that changes its name every week?
Ripley's? Or the Belly Up or whatever?
Yeah, the Belly Up.
They don't play. There's no bands there.
They don't do bands at Belly Up now?
No.
They did at the old place.
Well, yeah, Ripley's or Kilgore's or whatever.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. It's just, I like to live. I like living here because it's cheap and it's nobody bothers.
What did the other guys at Beal Jack say? Do they want to go on the road? Do they want to go to Seattle?
No. See, we want to go to Seattle.
Why? What the hell is in Seattle?
We want to move to Seattle.
Go to Boston and play at Mama Kin.
So
Aerosmith is right behind you all the way.
We want to go to Boston or to Seattle so we can hang out with Dave Grohl and Greg Dooley.
You're so cool. You're an idiot. Thanks for calling.
Please come to Boston.
This is Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
We're your radio pals. You know, Rob, tonight we've gotten a lot of calls from some lonely people, haven't we?
Dude, I know.
You never listen.
What?
We told you 8 times you got to push the privacy button down.
Did.
You don't
it's
listen.
Cool.
No, you didn't. I did.
It's cool.
It is cool, but it should have been cool, but you never listen.
Look, buddy, the green
you
button
dumbass.
Is my job. That button
oh,
up
no.
there is your it's job, you dumbass.
No.
Just get feedback from
that was.
Okay. Julie, are you there?
Yeah.
How's it going, Jules?
All
right?
Yeah.
Good. Where are you calling from?
Fort Thomas.
And how old are you?
17.
And what's your problem tonight?
I need to be hooked up.
She sounds like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Hooked up. Hooked up with what? Good drugs?
Yes, Ms. Dothmar.
With who?
With who?
A guy.
A guy?
Yeah.
You need a guy?
Yeah.
With a voice like that?
Yeah.
What kind of a guy?
Black hair, brown eyes, kind of broken, and good personality.
You know, that's weird that no one's wanted a guy yet with a bad personality.
Mm-hmm.
That is weird.
I know a couple of guys with bad personalities.
We don't want y'all either.
Okay.
That was Chester.
So tell us about yourself, Julie.
5'9", blue eyes, black hair.
That's it? That's all there is to you? All you are is...
Do you own a cellular phone or a pager?
No.
So you never get interrupted on dates, huh?
No.
How old are you?
17.
She's 17.
And what are you still in high school?
Yeah, I'm a senior.
What's your favorite subject?
English.
English. Do you like poetry?
Yeah.
Did you hear Chris's Christmas poem earlier?
No.
Do you want to hear it again?
I don't care.
Okay, say you're an English teacher. And Chris is one of your students, and he brought in this poem for poetry
class. This is my post-Christmas poem. Are you ready, Jules?
What grade would you give him?
Okay, you have to grade this poem as if you were an English teacher. Okay, here we go. Finally, Christmas is over, and that is no doubt. I've told all my relatives to get the hell out. I've given some gifts, and I've gotten some, too. But now I can kick back and open a brew. You know, I never really was part of that festive holiday mood. But hey, New Year's is coming. Party hardy, dude.
What kills me is you had to go dig up the paper. You didn't have that memorized.
Yeah.
What do you think, Julie?
I'd give it a B.
A B?
Yeah.
Why not an A? What's it lacking?
It's all right.
Okay, Julie, what would you like to do on your date?
Dinner, maybe, just really get to know somebody.
How many dates do you have to go on before you'll have sex with the guy?
Rob, she's 17. We're not allowed to ask her that.
Sorry.
Never mind.
Oh, well.
Before you kiss.
What are you doing awake at 3:45 in the morning?
We're just sitting out with some girls, chilling.
What kind of posters do you have hanging in your bedroom?
None.
No. You don't even have like a cat saying I can't hang in there till Tuesday or something?
No.
Are you in prison?
No.
What's your favorite TV show?
90210.
What's your favorite pair of shoes?
My favorite pair of shoes?
Mm-hmm.
Fila?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll take you off the air. We'll hook you up with Jim. Jim will take down all your vital statistics. And if somebody out there would like to go on a date with...
Julie.
Then we can call us up. What's your favorite group?
My favorite group, I guess...
What, Led Zeppelin?
No.
Boys to Men?
MC Light?
I guess. I don't know. I like all kinds of music.
Well, name one that you like.
Pink Floyd.
Okay.
Pink Floyd, all right. Hey, Julie, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon, and there you go. Hit that button. Thanks. Okay. Let's not use that anymore. I don't like it.
It worked, dude. No. I mean, we've been bitching for 4 years. We want to amplify the phone line. Now we've got a way to do it, and because you got to push a button, you're like, I don't want to do it?
I don't want to do it. Sounds tinny.
Well, that was her.
Oh, that was her, man. He said he uses it all the time. Have you noticed that his collars sound tinny?
Well, his collars sound tinny, yeah.
No, some of them sound really stupid.
Maybe they are
stupid. Hey!
The ones that call up and go, bruh, and then hang up. We heard some of those.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
You wouldn't even play the whole Mary Jane Girl song tonight either.
Oh, sorry. You want to play?
No, I don't want to play it, but I was grooving on 75. Next thing I know, it stopped.
You know what the most popular stamp of 1994 was?
The most popular stamp had to be the Buddy Holly stamp.
No, the moon landing.
No bull.
They set us. There were 48 of them that didn't come. 48 million of the moon landing stamps didn't come back through the system last year. So that means 48 of them are still in circulation that were bought.
See, that's the thing. People will say to me, they'll say, Rob, why does the post office go to all this trouble to print up these kind of special stamps? Don't they just print a regular basic stamp and be cheap about it?
because this people collect them, and they sell a lot of stamps.
48 million times 29?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money that the post office made.
You know what the most popular stamp of all time is?
Elvis. Got to be the Elvis stamp.
124 million in 1993.
Whoa!
That's a lot of stamps.
That is a lot of stamps.
Yeah, did you know that they kept a record of which stamps don't come back through?
I wouldn't think it'd be that hard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You mean somebody has to check off what kind of stamps on there?
Yeah, well, they have a little checklist there at the end of them.
I guess.
Meter reader or something?
I guess.
Oh, I guess. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're taking your calls till 5 at 749-1444.
Kind of a between holidays, kick back, relax, have a snifter of brandy.
I think most of our listeners drink a snifter of brandy while they listen to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Mm-hmm.
While they're
sniftering.
While they're having a taste of their brie.
Their brie, mighty quiche. Okay, anyway, so far it's been kind of a looking for love kind of talk show. We didn't really plan it out, but you know, we're here to help. We are trying to find guys with a good personality. It seems to me like, you know, if you're a guy with a good personality and a pretty good build, you can get almost any teenage girl from Kentucky you want. So if you fit that description, if you have a good person, this guy's either got to go or get on the air.
All right, let's go. Josh. All right, hang up on him. We'll try this again.
All right, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, listen, a couple questions. They were talking earlier with Sheldon about, you know, local alternative bands, you know, Shag, Lazy, whoever. Do you guys know anything about any local blues or jazz bands?
There's lots of them.
Can I get a couple of names, maybe?
Blue Lou and the Accusation.
Stacy Mitchart and the Blues You Can Use.
Cincinnati Blues All-Stars.
The Flying Pigs.
Sonny Mormon and the Dogs.
Now, wait a minute. You guys are whipping off all these names. Who have you guys gone to see, and who do you guys really enjoy?
I've heard the Blue Lou and the Accusations CDs, and they're pretty darn good.
Have you ever heard of Snooker Zervin and his Blues All-Stars?
No, I've not.
That's the band you got to see. If you ever see a bill for Snooker Zervin and his Blues All-Stars, he's got a really tight band, and Snookers plays the spoons.
There is Cincinnati Blues All-Stars. They're pretty good. Sonny Mormon and the Dogs are really good.
I'm telling you, Snooker Zervin's and the Blues All-Stars are the ones you want to see.
Who's that Blues You Can Use? Who does
Stacy?
Stacy and Blues You Can Use.
Okay. Well, where's the places to go around town to hear some of these guys?
I don't know. Where's that flyer that was?
This
out
guy
there?
Probably works for one of those clubs.
No, I don't actually.
Listen to WAIF.
I tell you what you do, man.
They're in Kitty's Blues.
Kitty's Blues is on Thursday from 6 to 7. No, 6 to 8. I'm sorry.
Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m.
She is the queen of the blues in the Queen City. Call her up.
She's so blue you'd think she was dead.
Yeah, she's very hip into the blues scene. She can tell you who's real and who's a poser.
Okay, I see.
Got it?
Excellent.
Check it out. Thursday, 6 to 8, Kitty's Blues. Very fine show. You hear some great music, and she knows her stuff.
Okay. Tell her that Chris and Rob sent you.
I will do that.
Okie dokie.
And now, if you're down in Clifton, down on Ludlow Avenue, get a pie down there at the old
No
Anchovies.
I don't know anything about jazz.
Hey, listen.
What about jazz?
He said any blues or jazz bands. I don't know that
There's
many jazz bands.
There's tons of jazz bands.
All I know is Cal Collins.
The Inducers.
The Inducers.
There's a jazz band called The Inducers. They're kind of an avant-garde fusion.
And everybody goes into labor when they see them?
Yeah.
One more time. The Inducers.
Yeah, and there's a band called...
What's Paul Blueball's band?
Skywalk.
The Shoes.
There's Paul Blueball and the Cruel Shoes.
The Shoes.
Yeah, the Cruel
Shoes. The Electric Shoes.
If you ever see Paul Blueball and the Cruel Shoes,
And if he's standing between a couple dorms, like naked, screaming out his girlfriend's name, you know it's the right guy.
Did he do that?
I don't know.
Did he do that?
I don't know what
Is
he
that
did.
Like an NC-17 show or?
You bet.
I don't know. It was not rated.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Is that all you wanted?
Yeah. Well, that and get the 16-year-olds off the show.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Push that button now.
All right.
Cool.
Okay.
No, not that one.
That one.
This one.
That one. Then what's that?
Okay, when it's up, they can hear us through
okay,
there.
Where's the weather? We need to get Chris and Rob weather.
I don't know that.
Because it's 10 minutes to 4, and on the 10s we always do weather.
Shit.
All right, here's Rob Irvin with Chris and Rob weather.
He said my name.
Go,
Dude,
weather.
I'm just...
Weather.
Cold. Man, I got the chills.
Dense fog. That means it's kind of stupid.
You know, they were a line. The other night, I had to drive from Chi-Chi's at the corner of Route 4 and 275 to Oxford. right up to 27. I had to go there in the middle of the night for no apparent reason. Though it was so foggy, I couldn't believe it. I was so scared I was going to hit a deer the whole way up. I was just saying, no, I don't want to hit a deer. I don't want to hit a deer the whole time. And, you know, every shadow, I was like, that's a deer. I'm going to hit a deer and die. But it didn't happen. So, you know, when they were talking about that patchy, dense fog crap the other day, they were not kidding. They were actually right.
No, no, I think they're pretty, probably like 14
inches. We'll be right back. Chris and Rob, 749-1444.
I'm hip, I'm no square, I'm alert, I'm awake, I'm aware, I am always on the scene, making the rounds, digging the sound.
Oh. No, we're going to Texas.
Y'all, you're on your way to Texas right now?
Yep.
No, we're on our way to Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia first.
We're taking a bus to Texas.
Who do you know in Atlanta?
Brian?
Who do you know in Atlanta?
My girlfriend, the one driving.
Hey, Rob, these girls are making
my ears
hurt.
Oh, we're losing you.
Well, we could probably turn them down, you know.
We're losing you on the radio.
Well, turn around. Head back north.
Turn around.
Park. Whatever you have to do.
Hey, stop at a truck stop and let's talk to one of the people that works there.
We can't stop. We're, like, on the middle of a highway.
Which highways?
Which highway are we? 75.
These girls will never make it. You'll never make it to Georgia.
No, they're never going to make it.
You'll never make it to Georgia.
They will never make it.
You'll never make it to Georgia.
What are you getting such a late start for?
What's that?
What are you getting such a late start for?
Well, we started at midnight from Adrian, Michigan.
Oh, you guys are from Adrian. Here's the fighting in Adrian's.
Pardon?
How are things in Adrian, Michigan?
Boring!
Why are they so boring? You got barns.
Nothing to do.
Oh, there's a lot happening in Atlanta. Why are you spinning around on the...
We're losing them,
Ron. Oh, no, they're losing us.
We gotta go.
We're losing you.
Call us on the way back.
Call us on the way back, okay?
We're lost.
I guess that's the end of that.
Hey. Call us on the way back.
Okay, cool. All right, everything's rocking and rolling.
Man, those girls hurt my ears.
Oh, man, I like those girls. I like people. I like women from Michigan. They have a...